And also, what led to this, I mentioned this before, it's a wellness and spiritual bypassing. I will repeat myself over and over again, because we have people in the prime years who are not showing up. They're not showing up. Look at the United States. Oh my God, it's not fair. I don't know. Because you can meditate every day and you can ignore genocide. You can journal and still stay silent about injustice. You know, self-help is $1 billion industry that teaches personal peace without public responsibility. People, it's both. For you who are so invested now in human rights, please do the personal care. I have so many people who are activists. They're so burned out. They're not doing any self-care. Both. We need to do both.
Okay.
So when you're too busy with self-care to practice collective care, too busy managing our nervous system, to ask who is being disappeared. We're building that soil for tyranny, where you will lose your freedom. Not you will, you lost the freedom if you're in the United States. So we need to do both. And what's missing here is critical thinking. Why? Because autocracy, fascism, right? Tyranny. Those systems, they need you to stay numb. So let me say this again, clearly and with care. Let it land, okay? Let it land in you. Autocracy does not need you. Autocracy doesn't need you to agree. It only needs you to obey. Self-care industry is the most dangerous thing now for the critical thinking and for building moral clarity. So let me repeat this. So right now, this is me using my critical thinking by saying self-care industry is the most dangerous right now, because it's developing society of people who are not practicing critical thinking. They're staying numb. They want you to confuse neutrality with morality. Okay. They want you to watch your breath and not the news. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, right? They want you to think you're doing something nice. But as a citizen, as a human, you're failing because you're turning your eye on what's happening to your neighbor, what's happening everywhere. You cannot do this. Okay? So, yes to the self-care and seeing what's happening, what's around, questioning things, acting on it, not sitting on a meditation cushion as only valuable spiritual thing you are doing in your life. No, both, that end is missing. We need to stitch both. Okay. So basically, okay, so why autocracy needs you to stop thinking? Autocracy and fascism cannot rise in a thinking culture. And fascism, tyranny, they don't begin with guns. They begin with emotional numbness, obedience, and disinterest, apathy. And you want more people to be in a state of resigning. And on this hand, right, the hand of who is feeding, who is that behind tyranny and autocracy, we know those names and countries, right? They're feeding also small group of people with hatred and false authority and supremacy. But this is very small group of people. But guess what? They're on it. They're using their thinking brain. They're not numb. They're not in meditation cushions. They're clearly not. Okay? So think about who is feeding that self-care industry. Who is feeding those retreat centers? Of mainly one percenters, because there is nothing spiritual about those centers now. Everyone who is a true spiritual person and leader will tell you now, they're facing true spiritual leaders now, spiritual people. They're facing their own trauma because what they believed in is now turning, oh my God. It's like a stock exchange. Awful. There is nothing spiritual about this. They feel robbed. Robbed by many and robbed by values, by legacy they built for centuries. Okay. So who is feeding those people? Why do you need to go to silent retreat? Or stay numb? Why? Because they don't want you on the street. They don't want you to protest. They don't want you to question anything. They really want you numb. While they give you something so you feel you're working on your spiritual enlightenment. You're working on your self-delusion and self-denial, which will kill you by end of the day and your kids and your country. Okay? So they literally want you to watch your breath, to notice your breath, instead of noticing and watching your government, okay? Check my episode. You need justice, not breathwork. And share this. More people need to know about this. I'm not on social media except on podcast, YouTube and podcast, okay? Please share. Because you cannot reclaim your nervous system, your spirituality, if you're abandoning your neighbor. And you cannot heal your trauma while silencing your moral clarity and your moral duty. Because look, in the United States now, I live in Canada. In United States, anti-immigration laws, there is a razor of critical thinking and voices. Look, they're raising their stand-up comedians. Oh my God, professor. They're criminalizing protests. So now you cannot even go to the protests. They're silencing therapists, coaches, influencers. Probably they will silence me. So sign up to Exalt and Rising community membership. It's free. Link is below. Of course they will silence. God forbid you are using your own head. But let me tell you this. Silence is not spiritual. If you're spiritual enough and every spiritual leader will tell you that, silence is not spiritual, and not acting on it is not spiritual. Spiritual is I'm witnessing, I'm expanding my capacities for pleasant, unpleasant, from the space of neutral capacities. And third one is to act on it. Every spiritual person will confirm that. You're not spiritual if you're witnessing, but you're not acting on it, period. And also silence is not neutral, absolutely not, because when injustice is happening, basically you're on the side of abuser or a Nazi culture. Okay, that's not spiritual. Okay, so you need to question, who is that who is feeding this land of apathy, spiritual bypassing, and numbness? And why? So go 5 steps above, use that big landscape. Okay.